This is the Don and Mike Show.
You move me. You celebrate what this competition is all about. And, you know, I spent the day yesterday watching the tapes of when everyone first started, and you've moved me from the beginning, but you are this handsome, evolved performer that isn't. You are an American Idol. You are. You have a beautiful. All
right. Simon Cowell, please.
Why are you laughing, Simon?
I'm not laughing. Okay. 7 weeks ago, I said that, in my opinion, you are one of the best voices we've ever had. Tonight, in part, that was like a vocal masterclass. It was superb.
Paula, Paula, Paula.
Paula won't stop crying.
No. She is so upset. Come on, Paula, it's a thing of joy.
You know, when you cry like that, it makes everyone think you're banging the guy.
Yeah.
Although she didn't.
Who is she preaching that to?
Elliot.
Oh, yeah. She's
here it is again. Hold on. Then we'll come out of this break.
You move me. You celebrate what this competition is all about. And, you know, I spent the day yesterday watching the tapes of when everyone first started. And
here she goes.
You've moved me from the beginning. But you are this handsome, evolved performer that isn't. You are an American Idol. You are. You have a beautiful.
Her meds were kicking in.
All right, Bella.
Equally attractive to both sexes, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Paula Abdul. Yeah. You should have seen her last night, really. I thought Simon Cowell was going to smack her.
She was tranquilized.
She sure was. Oh, it's Charlie time.
Yay.
Oh, let me turn that off. I know Charlie doesn't like babies. Or does he?
Mexican-American!
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Don.
How are you? Do you like babies, Charlie?
I love babies, except when they cry a lot. I don't like them at all when they cry.
Why is that,
Mexican Americans don't like to get into gang fights. Your show is very funny. Very funny, Don.
You are very funny, Charlie.
Thank you, Don. How are you?
Did you watch American Idol last night?
No.
Why?
Don't like it.
You don't like American Idol?
Too many rules. Uh-huh. Too many rules, Don. Lots of bad rules.
Well,
I'm not
what?
Feeling real well.
Oh, not again.
What's wrong?
No.
What? I thought Mike's voice was much better.
So did I.
Oh, no. What's wrong, Charlie?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Did Mike
babies surrounded me in the orphanage in the 1940s. They really did. Lots of babies. Little babies with rattles.
Charlie?
Yeah.
You know why you're here for the Charlie interview?
Because we're gonna interview a guy that makes ice cream.
Popcorn-flavored ice cream.
Popcorn-flavored ice cream, Don. Fine. Sadly, my voice seems to approximate Uncle Fester. I'm not quite sure what's wrong. Mike got a good night's sleep last night.
Did Mike have a lot to drink last night?
No. Nothing more than usual.
Didn't we warn Mike yesterday that we'd be having... Warned him 2 days in advance it'd be a Charlie day today?
Mr. Mike! Bad man. Mm-hmm. Mr. Mike was at a charity do, Ross.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yes, he was.
I love it when you quote Barbarians of the Gate, Charlie. Mm. Yeah.
Well, Ross, you know, it's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
This is terribly exciting, Ross. Yeah, we're going to a charity do.
So Mike O'Mara was at a charity thing last night.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And is that why?
For the American Cancer Society.
Well, that's nice.
So would that be why you're not feeling well today?
I don't know. I'm not giving anything up. That's what Mr. O'Mara told me. He said, Charlie, whatever you do, don't give anything up to anybody. Lesson you have to. So, you know, we just do what we do. That's what we do.
Hey, did you hear about Friday? We're thinking about bringing back What Would You Do?
Eating contest! Eating contest!
Okay, well, maybe...
Step it all into your mouth and then throw up right on the radio.
More than that, Charlie, we'll just see what people would do for a trip to Los Angeles.
Wartime at the orphanage was tough. Whole milk was hard to come by.
Mm-hmm.
We had to eat oatmeal without milk with water on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So there's popcorn flavored ice
cream.
Do you
know what I mean, baby?
Oh, God, Charlie. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know we're to this point.
Yeah. No, it's going to be fine. No milk means no ice cream. Right. We had no ice cream in WW2. Hmm. There was none to come by.
I keep forgetting. How old are you again, Charlie?
65.
Wow. 65.
Right?
Exactly.
Right, Mr. Rob?
That's right, Mr. Charlie.
Hi, Mr. Rob.
Hi.
Hi, Mr. Buzz.
Hi, Charlie.
Charlie's here. Rock and roll, popcorn, ice cream.
Yeah. Okay, so the deal is this, Charlie.
What?
There's a guy in the state of New York.
Packers.
What about the Packers?
You're wearing a Packers sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Packers! Favre's coming back.
I've heard
he has a lot of beard stubble.
We hope so.
I saw him on TV.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of beard stubble all over his face. Huh. Not really presentable.
You know a game we were playing yesterday?
What?
It was called Who's Stinkier?
Okay.
So now it's about girls.
Don't do that thing you do.
And it's about their daisies.
Don't do I know what that means.
So
that's down.
Right.
That's right. So, let's
think about... The orphanage had nuns that beat me.
Let's think about this.
All right.
Who's stinkier?
Mm-hmm.
Paula Abdul
mm-hmm.
or Britney Spears?
Hmm. I gotta think about it.
Okay, mm-hmm. Who's stinkier down there?
Paula Abdul.
Why, Charlie?
Because you played the tape of her just now, and it was the only thing in my brain.
Uh-huh.
She's gotta smell bad. Down there, where her daisy is. Real bad. Real, real bad. Oh. Oh. My orphanage was called the House for Simpletons.
What?
The House for Simpletons?
House for Simpletons.
The House for Simpletons and Halfwits.
I see.
And they said, welcome, little Charlie, to the House for Simpletons and Halfwits. Your room is upstairs, window licker.
Hey,
wow, that's no way to greet you.
Listen, you mongo.
15 to a bed. Man, you want to talk about smell.
Uh-huh.
God. Nasty nuns, big hairy arm nuns, big sticks. Woody outfits, but they rolled their sleeves up. They had big Popeye arms.
Let's take a call for Charlie. Hello, Charlie Show.
It's common knowledge, the guy's retarded.
Hey, watch it. Tom and I were talking. That's bad. Yeah. Bad, bad, bad.
He's mentally retarded.
Hated that place. Thank God I burned it down in 1978.
It burned
to the ground.
Wow.
Charlie.
Burn it down. Jump around.
Charlie,
Mexican American.
There's a man.
They like to get into gang fights.
There's a man in the state of New York who's making popcorn flavored ice cream.
He
loves popcorn flavored
ice cream. I insisted at Tom Gavin's birth.
Good job.
Man, that was a struggle.
Did you have to use forceps?
Oh, man, everything. Forceps,
barbecue,
my arms.
Barbecue tongs.
Pull. All the time. And I'm like, grab the head.
Did you bite the
cord? I was a midwife. I was a licensed midwife in 16 states.
Wow.
Did you?
Boys are on their game today. I'm not making any of this up. All being written for me.
Did you, Did you cut the cord? Did you bite the cord?
Nope. Pulled it out.
Just pulled it out.
Hard.
Pulled
lots
it out
of screaming
hard.
And a yelling. A screaming and a yelling, but then a beautiful baby born.
Yes.
Beautiful baby with a full beard.
And as always, you celebrated what with a bucket of paint chips?
A bucket of paint chips and chicken.
Mm.
That's right. Paint chips on one side, chicken on the other.
Chicken and chips.
And we all celebrated. And we knew it was a boy. Because he was big.
Yeah.
You could see it a country mile away, Mr. Gavin.
I was thinking.
Oh.
Then we put him on a strict diet. All he could eat for 3 months,
yeah.
Pop-Tarts and Fresca. That's all that he could eat. We fed him night and day.
Charlie?
No ice cream in the orphanage. I wrote a song about it.
Really? Okay, go ahead.
No ice cream in the orphanage. No milk to have anymore. We can't have ice cream till the war is over. And my nun is a big whore.
Oh.
Oh. Bad Charlie. Bad,
yes.
Buzz.
Bad Charlie.
How you doing?
I'm well, Charlie. How
I love
you?
Your car commercials.
Oh, thank you very much. Right there
I really
for you.
Do.
Yeah.
They really make me feel like you're telling me a story.
I like to do that. Yes.
I was so glad we beat the Nazis.
Yes.
I really was. Stream of consciousness, Charlie.
Uh-huh.
And Tojo, that was a bad one.
Yeah.
That was a bad one. That Tojo. Oh, my God. Who left this?
What's that?
That picture.
That's, yeah. That's a picture of Catherine McPhee.
Wow, she...
Oh, did you force a gump on us?
Yeah.
Right away.
Yeah.
I gotta be cleaned up now.
You and me both, pal.
Clean me up. Clean me up, Johnny. Who's Johnny? Who's Johnny? I like that story about when you were working at the pig.
Hey, Charlie?
WPGC. 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 I used to listen to Harv Moore. Uh-huh.
Charlie?
Yes, Don?
The man's name is Scott.
Scott!
And he makes ice cream that tastes like popcorn.
Ew! No, wrong,
no,
wrong,
I thought
wrong,
you would
wrong,
like
wrong.
This.
No, I like bubblegum ice cream, chocolate ice cream, Rocky Road ice cream, pecan ice cream, butternut crunch, cherry Garcia.
Uh-huh.
I like Baskin Robbins. I like Cold Stone Creamery, but I went to Cold Stone and got my hand stuck.
What?
Froze right to that little plate.
Oh, yeah.
One time, I shot a koala bear.
What?
I shot a koala bear.
Why?
We went to the zoo on a field trip.
You can't.
And I shot it with my slingshot.
Hello, Scott?
Hello.
Hello, Scott or Steve?
Scott.
What's
Scott.
Scott.
This is Charlie Stuangstenham. Hey.
You're on
the air, lady. You're on the air.
Thank
you're
for being on the air.
Good
job.
Okay. You're on the air.
That was
Jesus.
Your work number. We got to call the business number. Or is it vice versa?
You call
that one?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Gillespie said he wanted to give me a bath.
Really?
Don't know nothing about that, I said.
Interesting.
Oh. I heard, Scott.
Yes?
I heard that Greg Gillespie's wife is coming into town this week.
Yeah, they're moving down.
His wife and family.
That's great.
I guess that means he won't be making as many appearances at the Junkies Bikini Contests now.
We'll see.
You're being clever.
Charlie.
Hello.
Say hello to Scott Aldrich.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, Charlie.
My name's Charlie Stuang-Stabilak, and let me tell you something about myself. I love ice cream.
And welcome to the Charlie Show. The topic today
is ice cream.
Popcorn-flavored ice cream.
Ew! Scott, I have so many questions for you.
Okay.
I have to ask you about popcorn-flavored ice cream. That sounds bad to me, dude.
It was great.
No way.
Delicious.
Do you put the popcorn in the ice cream, or is it just flavored like popcorn?
Well, in our manufacturing process, we added popcorn right to the mix of ice cream.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Hi, Scott.
Hi.
Tell me all about your ice cream.
Well, this story generates...
My favorite flavors, I have so many of them, but I don't like popcorn ice cream because I've never had it before.
Do you think Scott knows what it was like to grow up in an orphanage?
Not my orphanage. That's why I burned it down. I was telling all the boys here about the time I burned down the orphanage.
You shouldn't.
I was so mad.
They didn't give you any ice cream?
Killed all the nuns.
No.
All of them. I was born December 13th, 1940, in an orphanage.
Now, weren't the nuns taking your temperature all the time?
Mm-hmm.
In that
all
way?
All the time. Bad. All the time.
Bad touch.
Morning, lunchtime, dinner, and then middle of the night, too, which really sucked.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I used a bad word.
That's okay.
I'm sorry, Don.
Charlie?
So, Scott, what other kind of flavors do you have?
Well, you're supposed to ask him about the popcorn.
Really?
Well,
why?
Well, that's we got
to... I thought you said, Charlie, we're going to do an interview with this guy about ice cream.
Okay, well, I know that he's made... haven't you made spaghetti ice cream before?
We made chocolate spaghetti ice cream.
What's chocolate spaghetti ice cream, Scott?
It was chocolate ice cream with spaghetti in it.
Wow.
Chocolate ice cream? Did the spaghetti taste like tomatoes?
No, it tasted like spaghetti.
You mean like just the noodle part?
Just the pasta.
I don't like tomato sauce, just buttered noodles.
It doesn't go well with chocolate anyway.
Just buttered noodles, Scott.
Hey, Charlie, ask him the stinky game.
Oh, yeah. Who's stinkier? Kelly Pickler or, Barbara Walters?
I'd say Barbara.
Funny one, Scott.
Charlie.
Who's the stinkiest woman in your office?
I don't have any.
Make sure he knows
the
type of stink.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here's the deal. We do a game on the Don and Mike show. It's called Stinky or Not Stinky. And we take two women and we say, who do you think, Scott, would be the stinkiest? Yeah. And when we're talking about it, we're talking about down there. Yeah. You know what I mean, wink, wink?
I'm with you, wink, wink.
Okay, let's play again.
Okay.
Who do you think is stinkiest? Okay. I gotta pick somebody that's really, really famous, all right? Let me think. I got it.
Okay.
Katie Couric.
Okay.
Or, who's another TV lady? Katie Couric or Doris Roberts?
I'd have to say Katie.
Right! That's the one that I would say. I'm giving you applause.
See, I think Doris Roberts, that's the mom on Everybody Loves Raymond.
That is a great show.
Yeah.
But I love Raymond.
I bet she's got some...
Do you ever see the dad who's bald?
She's got some VO problems.
VO! I don't get it.
Vag odor.
Oh, Daisy.
Yeah, yes.
VO. Down there.
Daisy odor.
Especially in the summertime, Scott. It's odor down there.
Hey, you might ask, is he selling any of the popcorn ice cream?
Are you selling any of the popcorn ice cream?
Well, we made popcorn ice cream for April Fool's Day. We made 45 gallons of it, and they ate it all. It's all
Can I tell you what I did on April Fool's Day to my brother Matthew?
What did you do?
He's in a wheelchair, and what I did to him was I put him up at the top of the stairs, and I said, Matthew, I'm going to push you. I'm going to push you right down the stairs, and he can't really talk good. So he was kind of like choking on his own spit, and then I said, April Fools. He got really upset. Yeah, it was fun. And then I pretended to poke my eye out with a fork.
Didn't you set him on
but
fire?
But I did. Really did, because I made a mistake and I poked it out. But it grew back.
Didn't you set your brother on fire one time as
well? Yeah, but he didn't mind.
Yeah.
At least he didn't talk about it twice.
Now you burned down the orphanage.
They deserved it.
But what about your brother? Why'd you set your brother on fire?
Because he gave me some lip. He gave me that look he gives me. You know, if there's a look that said, Charlie, I don't want the mac and cheese no more. No more mac and cheese. And I said, okay, ass. And I lit his pants on fire.
Wow.
Put it out, though, before it got up to his belt. No problem. How you doing, Scott?
Doing fine.
Tell me all about popcorn ice cream. Is it yummy?
It was very good.
Is it sweet or salty?
It was kind of salty with a little butter taste.
Little butter taste. No sweet at all.
The ice cream itself was sweet.
Why don't you make caramel corn ice cream? Then you've got sweet and sweet.
There you go.
Do you like me?
I love you.
Oh, say I love you, Charlie.
I love you, Charlie.
I love you too, Scott. Popcorn ice cream.
Thank you for being on the Charlie Show, Scott. Hold on a second.
Wait a minute. It's over. We're not doing any more.
Oh, yeah. No, that's it.
We're out of time?
Yeah.
Why are you taking control of this interview today? What's the deal?
I'm not taking control of the interview today.
I want to see my agent. I want my agent.
Who's your agent?
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I just thought it sounded good.
What's an agent do?
Writes tickets. Right?
Yeah, right.
Right tickets. Should I finish up the interview?
Yeah, we got a
break. Hey, Scott.
Yes.
On behalf of the Charlie interview, I'd like to say thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
My agent is Joe Ardinger.
Okay.
You're in good hands.
Joe.
He taught me to sing a song today.
What is that?
Mexican-Americans don't like to get into gang fights.
Hold on, please. We'll see how this went. Hold on. Thanks for being on the Charlie show.
Thank you.
How can he be anything but
Scott?
Happy?
Thank you so much for your time. How do you think it went? That's cool. Charlie loves you. We hope to call you again next year. All right, bye-bye.
He said he loved me.
Uh-huh.
He did say he loved me.
Everybody loves
but
Charlie.
But all we talked about today was burning down the orphanage. I didn't really mean to.
I know.
Yes, you did.
So many people lost their lives.
Senseless.
Senseless tragedy. Senseless, really.
That's what the papers said.
Norton, I want to go bowling.
Ralphie boy.
I can't go more late with you, Ralphie boy. Yes, sir. Mr. You smells like fish. He does. You were next to him today, right?
Yep.
Yep, doesn't he? You okay? You okay, pal?
I'm fine, pal.
Laughing about it. Having a good time.
I am having a good time.
I know you are.
Very much. I could stay all day. Elliot, you mean. Elliot, you mean.
Guy from,
he sings so pretty.
American Idol.
His mom has a small neck. Elliot, you mean. I tell you something. If I close my eyes, I can still feel the heat.
From what?
The burning timber.
Okay.
Of the orphanage.
Wow. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks so much, Don.
We'll be right back.
Don and Mike to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
See the lady.